This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter time.
Looks like next week
is going to be more moderate in temperature around the country. But for now, in the next 3 or 4 days, same story we've had in the last 3 or 4 days. Cold as ice and not likely to change. All right, so some of the pipes are frozen, right? I have water in my basement. Never had water in my basement before. Had a couple of folks down. I have an exercise corner down there, and I had a big rug underneath it because when you're, you know, the weights are banging around, it's kind of hard on the cement, so I put a big rug down there. The rug is soaked. So we have this 1,400-pound gym thing that I have in the cellar that took 5 people to get in there when I moved in here. They have to move that off the rug in order to get the rug out of here. It's already beginning to smell. I could smell. I went downstairs when my friend came over last night. We were looking at the plumber just to make sure there were no leaks anywhere down the cellar. I live in an older house, and so, you know, sometimes that sort of thing happens. And we couldn't really find the source of the water, but, oy, man, all the stuff is soaked. There's nothing worse than that sort of thing to sort of get you off your mark. You know what I mean? It's just it's distracting. Have that stuff because you don't have them. That's what winter brings. That's what weather brings. Uncertainty. The plan we like, people love to live a routine. A lot of people like getting up at the same time every morning. They have the same breakfast every day. They go to work the same way. They do the same job all day long. They come home at the same time. They do the same, watch the stuff. That's okay. That's a life. And some people like that kind
people
of
people function and thrive with something like that, where other people would not be able to.
Right. It's everybody's different. We're all different. And so when something like this, though, it's troublesome to me. But I said to Delroy, who's the guy in charge of things on the farm, because he knows I'm going to California today, we'll have it taken care of by the time you come back. And so when I went downstairs and I smelled that stuff, I'm distracted. You can tell me by listening to me, I'm distracted by it. Don't like it. Anyway, we all have to figure out what's what and who's who. Daniel Lukic has figured something out. He's been piloting drones for quite a long time, and he's captured a school of rays. Apparently, he's become an amateur videographer, and he was on the beach, lucky enough to be present when his equipment during the migration of these rays captured them all, hundreds and hundreds of them. I don't know if you've seen a flock of rays. It's like confetti in the water. That's what he said. It was like 400 or 500.
Not from that angle. That is awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is something to behold. The beauties of Mother Nature. That's kind of what it is. And then, you know, beauties of Mother Nature can be the ice that you see on the trees or the ice on the power lines, as long as the power lines don't fall down, as we were talking about in Oregon. All right, I want to relate something.
I love it. I'm sorry, before we move on, I just have to point picture out because it's my favorite about winter. Yeah. When you have that really heavy snowfall before the wind blows the snow is just piled up on every inch of the branches.
Tree.
And just one of those most beautiful things before any cars have driven, any slush has turned to gray, before there are any footprints, just that picturesque first thing you look out and there's no wind and it is just so glisteningly beautiful. Yeah.
Still, it's a portrait of life and reality. And so many portraits we have on this beautiful planet of ours. This is not meant to be negative, but it is kind of. in a manner of speaking. I have, as I go through my email every morning to see what's going on, who wants me to talk about what or what I see that I think is going to be valid in terms of your interests on top of the things that Jay puts together for us to talk about or for our consideration. So I get a monthly email from my Massachusetts Congressperson, Catherine Clark, who is sort of the second in charge of the Democrats in the House of Representatives. And I find her to be so unresponsive. She annoys me so much. And I keep unsubscribing to the email because there's nothing in it that helps me understand what's going on in government. I sent her several years ago, I think I've told the story once or twice on the air, what set me off about her was I knew her aide locally, and I was asking him about some things having to do with immigration. And he said, you know, I bet the congresswoman would like to hear from you. So I said, okay, I'll send her a note. And I did. And she sent me back a note blaming Trump at the time Trump was president. Trump was to blame for everything. Now, it wasn't an explanation of what was going on. It was just Trump is a bad guy, and he's responsible, and I don't support him, and you shouldn't either. So I sent her back a note, and I said to her, this didn't respond to my question. It didn't respond. You were not responsive at all. So you send me this email. You want me to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on with this. This is a particularly important thing for me. Never heard from her again. So I've unsubscribed now four times, and I'm looking at the screen in front of me, another unsubscribe message. In order to unsubscribe now from a message from my congressperson, I have to put my name, my address, my phone number, my email address to opt out, to unsubscribe from email that I don't want and have unsubscribed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell
That's
are these people?
A lot
people?
Of information. Why do they need
yeah,
all of
Yeah, thank
this?
You. Right, exactly. So, anyway, I give her no time in my life except in this circumstance. I find this is the kind of thing that disconnects all of us from the people that we are supposed to be supporting. I have no choice. There's nobody running against her. I have no Republican to vote for, no independent to vote for. Mm-hmm. Massachusetts is so totally consumed with the Democratic candidates, like California is. There's two states I live in. Both are controlled by parties and people that I have absolutely no interest in whatsoever, give no support to because I don't believe in their philosophy. But where am I? Where do I get to stand in all of this? Fortunately, I have kind of a bully pulpit doing a radio program, but unfortunately, not many people have that. So where do they go with their concerns? They're certainly not going to get any satisfaction sending a note to Catherine Clark, I'll tell you that. And I'll bet many of you feel the same way about your congressperson, and yet you don't get out and vote in the primaries. This is the primary season. You can be sure I'll be rattling around in my hometown and my state. The 23rd of January is the primary in Massachusetts, and they're already out there, the state secretary of state. A guy who's been there for a long, long time, way too long, actually. His name is Galvin, Bill Galvin, old Irish politician. Nobody runs against him. He's been in there, I think, I'll bet 40 years. And he's now on a television ad campaign to get people to understand how many voting opportunities they have. You can vote by mail. You can vote early. You can vote on the day of in your precinct. No. I say that I'm talking to myself, I suppose, because I think that that's how there's so much corruption. Plenty of chance for corruption, and that the mail makes it more likely to be. And why don't people see that? Or do they? And that's one of the reasons that they tout it, because they know they can fiddle with the results. You know, say what you will about Trump and the fact that he says that the election was stolen from him. I don't know that I subscribe to that so much as I subscribe to the theory of the corrupted policy. Was it yesterday we were talking, Jay, about the fact that one company owns most of the voting machines?
Yeah.
And the company is, the majority ownership of the company is the former senator from Colorado? You don't think there's a chance of corruption there? Never mind the Russians and the Chinese and everybody else that wants to influence our elections. Wow.
It's almost like insider trading.
Yeah, it is. That's a good bet. What a great comparative that is. Yeah. In Pennsylvania, I've been addressing the question of how do we decide what we're going to talk about here on the Good Day program? So I've given you a few examples, the one out in Oregon. Now, here's another one, because we have a lot of listeners in Pennsylvania. Here's the story of 15 voters in an area of Pennsylvania who got together to discuss the state of democracy in our country. And they say that they have been discouraged by the election process, what's getting underway. And I guess to say that, actually, when I look at the philosophy here, it's kind of an understatement. This comes as a result of feeling fear. After the attack on the Capitol, voters in this focus group started nodding when they were asked about the possibility of violence around the election. So here's another concern for people, never mind fraudulent voting, but people who are worried, they're frightened about our democracy. And I think, I don't know that I think that we're losing it, but I think there are a lot of reasons to be concerned. So anyway, they sat around a bunch of tables in a little cafe in the main part of town, and they started talking about, and they spent a couple of hours talking about everything from trusting that their votes would be counted, their neighbors' votes would be counted, the speed that it takes to get results and who fiddles with the results. One lady, a young voter, said she feels numb to it. We're going to have another election. Could what happened before happen again? I probably won't react the same this time if it does, because this is now what happens. And this is, we're accepting what's happening. And that's the most dangerous part of all of this, isn't it? To accept the system as corrupt as it is, or as likely or open to corruption, as even though politicians say, oh, everything's fine, we're going to protect your vote. That's just talk. What are you doing to do it? You make it more, you know, we're trying to make the process easier and better for people who come from difficult circumstances. Well, you know what? If they really believe in the system, they're going to figure out how to vote. They, you know, if you're indigent, you need a car ride or something. I remember used to bring people to the voting booth on election day. I thought that was a good thing to do. That's okay, but all this other stuff. And so 28% of people in Americans basically say they're satisfied. That's it with the system. How about that for a condemnation?
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LIN.
Oh, I wish I could get this stupid jar open. stars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars, I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Good Deeds, as it were, on the Good Day program, 23 after the hour. This is social media time, and we in this hour of the program often focus on the technology of social media itself, like the algorithms that seem to flatten out our culture. That is, the algorithms that Facebook and X and Instagram use to make your decisions for you. How dare they is the question that often happens, and I suppose they can say to you, well, we're private companies, we can do what we want. If you don't like it, don't use our service. And that's legit. I've come to, I know a lot of my daughter stopped using them for a long time, and then she wanted to share with friends and family pictures of Miles and the family and stuff like that. But there are a lot of equations that measure what you're doing. They overview, what's the thing that they often put in there? We use cookies to better serve you. Do you know what a bunch of bunk that is? They're not trying to serve you better
website.
At all. They're trying
and
to sell you
stuff. You can, yeah, you don't have to accept. The thing pops up and it's like, accept cookies or reject all. You can reject and still access the website. You don't have to accept.
Yeah. Oh. All right, well, maybe I should do that. So there's a new book out, apparently, Jay, called Filter World, and a writer named Kyle Shaka says, rather than having this neat ordered feed, you have this feed that's constantly trying to guess what you're going to click on. And that's kind of what we're talking about here, right? In a manner of speaking.
The algorithm that tells you what you want to see rather than you saying,
yeah.
I don't know what my, I say my Instagram, but it's my son's. The same reason as your daughter, Doug. I got off Instagram. I was off of it, social media, for basically a year. And then I just now restarted my own account, but I was using my son's because I wanted to keep up with family members and friends who don't live anywhere near anything. But if I go to his and I will have to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll times infinity to finally see somebody, an account that I follow that I regularly engage with, to see what they're doing. Like a person I know in real life. I'm constantly seeing these other sponsored accounts or a brand that I saw one post and I was like, oh, this is a really good recipe. I'm going to follow them because they probably have other recipes. And then I just always see them. If I want to engage with my sister or my nieces or my best friend, I have to pull up the search tool and actually search their handle. Because even though they are the ones I most connect with on social media, they don't show up in my newsfeed. Once upon a time, it used to be a chronological order of people that were your friends and family, and now it's like, no, the algorithm doesn't want to show you any of that stuff. They want to tell you what you want to see, and what you want to see is making them money. That's how they pick it.
Yeah. So there you go. You have no real choices. It's kind of like politics. Right, the world, this is the same theme that I beat on frequently. I think I visited this theme a couple of times already today, how we have these monopolies. Right, Facebook and Instagram are basically monopolies. They say, well, we've got X. It's the same stuff.
You know, X is trash. Can I just say, it is complete trash anymore. And it already was going down that route, but now it is nothing but videos of people fighting with each other and crimes that are at work.
So it's Jerry Springer on steroids.
It really is. And it's the same videos, the same content over and over again. And it is all just this aggressive level of chaos.
Mm. So what do we get out of that? That's kind of...
content to talk about.
Like politics, yeah, I guess it is. But life would be so sweet if we were more on the sunny side of the street, I guess. Algorithmic feeds. That's a word. That's a new word, right? Algorithms, that word didn't exist before we had social media or we had these things like Microsoft, right? Digitalization. Think about the things that have been added to our vocabulary that were never there before because of social media. Something to think about. Lots to think about, as usual here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week, in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Goosebumps. It's one of the beautiful things about movies. This movie was supposed to, Casablanca was supposed to have taken place in Casablanca, which is in Morocco. In fact, they filmed it on the sound stages at Warner Brothers, and the end scene where the female lead is leaving Rick to go back to her world, even though they're in love and that whole thing, the tragedy of love, that was shot at the Burbank Airport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long was their love story, like, in the film world? Was this a long weekend? Was this...
No, this is a...
I've never seen you don't, it.
Oh, you should see the movie. It's really a very... it's a great play on... It's probably... I think one of if I were to look at, I think Humphrey Bogart made 60 or 70 movies. It's probably, if not his best, one of his best. He played, he got to the point where a lot of other actors that are bigger than life, they just play themselves. Clark Gable did that. John Wayne did that. Certainly Audie Murphy did that. You can go through that whole Gary Cooper. All those people, even through today, Sean Connery played himself in pretty much the last 20 years of his movie-making career. He played Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm. Christopher Walken does. I feel like Christopher Walken doesn't play himself. He plays a caricature of himself.
But he is a character, and that character comes through. He's a very weird dude. You think Tom Cruise isn't really playing himself? That's why he loves to do the stunts. And look at the stuff that Mark Wahlberg... He's playing himself.
Mark Wahlberg is fantastic.
Yeah.
He has a movie coming up where I think he's like a hitman, a family man, slash hitman or something like that. Yeah. I want to see that movie. That looks like a good one.
I think his brother's fabulous too, Donnie Wahlberg. I'm just wondering, supposedly, we're at the beginning of the last two seasons of Blue Bloods. They're making them all at once, so they're going to have... Like this week, I think they start back. Most of the shows now are back from the writer's strike. So you lost a half a year of some of your favorite shows. But they're all back now, and they'll stay until the end of May sweeps, which is the third Thursday in May. So you can count on having fresh episodes of your favorite shows pretty much from now until the end of May sweeps. And then I think in the case of Blue Bloods, they're going to do like 14 episodes for next year. And Tom Selleck says, I'm 80 years old. I don't want to do this anymore. So somebody's got to be clever, though. There's somebody someplace. Is there, or does he just ruin the show if somebody else is the police commissioner? I think
they could do a spinoff. And a lot of times when prominent shows are coming to an end, they test a spinoff with a one-episode story arc that would be the spinoff. To see how it's received and whether or not they want to go off with it.
Yep. That's sort of, we're talking about ends and new beginnings. And I was thinking philosophically, my son and I were talking about the things that are important to all of us in our lives as we get closer to the end of our life. And it's not meant to be macabre. It's just that we, every day you're closer to a new experience in another life, in another world, in another existence. So in this life, we all kind of want to, make sure hopefully we can get as much in as we can. We want to encourage, I think, as I get older, I like to meet new people. I love chance encounters, frankly. It's one of life's good fortunes to meet new people that you can enjoy, you can learn from, you can share with. So it isn't so much the end of your life. I have a lady that I met that I think she's cool. I don't know that other than we'll have a dinner and enjoy each other's company. But at this point in my life, that's all I really care about, frankly, in terms of companionship. I have a friend in Florida that I've known for a long time that I enjoy spending time with. And that's, that's good. I think that's it. Everybody's different, though. We all feel like it. I couldn't imagine your father without your mother. I think when I see the two of them and understand what the two of them are all about, that's their future is now. And so isn't everybody's, but I mean, they know what their future is kind of, and they enjoy that experience. I don't know what mine is when it comes to that stuff, and I enjoy it in a different way. So having said that, life's experiences, we seem to be really focused on that and why it is that we choose, what is it that's different about what we talk about here. We think it's closer to what's really going on in your life. And so here's something that you would never, ever, ever want to experience. I've seen this happen more than once, frankly. Story from California about a freak accident. This fellow was killed in an accident involving a lumber truck. 23-year-old fellow.
This is a real
fear. I know. Like, driving. He was on the 118 freeway, which is in Chatsworth, where Jennifer and her dad's office is. His vehicle collided with a lumber truck. and the lumber truck had lumber sticking out, so the lumber, you know, comes through the windshield and kills him. Like, yeah, a bad movie, actually.
Oh, this was a movie. This was millennials. This is one of those things where millennials still have this fear, and if you are driving behind a lumber truck, you try to get around it and in front of it as fast as possible. It's Final Destination 2, where the opening sequence of events includes a lumber truck that the chains snap off and the lumber starts flying everywhere and just creates this whole big deadly pileup. It is terrifying and traumatizing, and here it happened in real life.
Life imitates art, or art imitates life. Let's move over to Las Vegas, where the Strip is not the site of... Las Vegas is just such a unique place. We have uniqueness in where we come from, where we spend our time, but there's something about Las Vegas that is so different. And what we've been able to do is now something we are not able to do. How many of you have gone to Vegas and stood around, stopped on the bridges that go over the Strip and just looked down, take photos? Right? Yeah. Can't do that anymore. As of this week, new ordinance takes effect. You could get $1,000 fine. The people that run the county commission approved a measure that keeps you from stopping, standing, or engaging in any activity that causes somebody else to stop on the Strip's pedestrian bridges. So apparently this is a big problem. Was a big problem.
Yeah, what about walking extremely slow? Like anybody who really is those influencers who are determined to get that shot, so they just start moving extremely slow. Technically, they're not stopping or standing still. They're just moving slowly while somebody gets that shot.
What's the meter, right? That's what you're asking. How do we measure this?
Because if there's some authority figure that stands on the bridge, you know, the bridge security to make sure people are moving, that comes up, like, hey, you can't stand still. You have to keep moving. Well, technically, sir, ma'am, we are.
So this
We're
is
still
according
to forward momentum.
A lot of people who live there, work there, don't like this, and so they brought in the American Civil Liberties Union. Take the county commissioners to task. There are a lot of street performers who go up and down these steps and across on the bridges. If you haven't been to Vegas, you don't really know what we're talking about. Maybe you've seen pictures of it. But there are a series of four or five bridges that go across the Strip on both ends of it. And that's what this is all about. And I would think that the way, maybe this doesn't fix the problem, build more bridges. Because obviously this is what people want to do, right? The sightseers, Las Vegas depends on tourism. If people didn't come there from the rest of the country and the rest of the world, you know, there were flights that come in every day from pretty much every Dubai and London and Frankfurt and Tokyo.
Great shopping, great shows, great food.
Yeah,
there's a lot. Vegas, right. The Vegas Strip has a lot to offer.
Buffets, go have some fun. All right, speaking of fun and traveling, Royal Caribbean, addressing that famous 9-month cruise that could end early. Actually, there were two of these. One of them got completely canceled, right?
Well, that was the 3-year cruise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. That one was 3 years. This one's 9 months, which already departed. They're already a few months in. A lot of people on board are sharing their experiences on social media so people can kind of follow along. But there are these rumors that are happening off the ship that something could cause this whole cruise to end early. And so the people on the ship are like, wait a second, what's going on? What's going on? And clearly they're just rumors. It's not ending early. Everything is fine.
Right.
Until, you know, then it shows that it's not. Yeah, until it isn't.
Until it isn't. So
it's not a rumor. They're not ready to disclose the information yet. So they just say they're rumors.
So they've been to Los Angeles. They have been through the Suez Canal. They have been through the Middle East, the Red Sea. They have been into Dubai. They've been around Africa. Let's see here. Where else have they been? I think the Suez Canal would be a really interesting. I've had a meal on the Suez Canal, but I didn't ever take a ship through the Suez Canal. I think that'd be fascinating in and of itself. Let's see here. Jordan, well, they don't want to go through the Middle East at the moment for obvious reasons, right?
Yeah, there's global unrest that they say are affecting the itinerary. But if that's the case, they'll just go somewhere else. They're not going to end the cruise early and risk having to give people their money back.
Right. Speaking of the Middle East and the problems there, medicine for hostages, both Israeli hostages and Palestinian hostages, is now being able, it was being delivered to places in Gaza. Some people from Qatar are bringing these much needed medical supplies in. There was sort of an agreement that was mediated by the government of Qatar to get medication delivered to some of the Israeli hostages that are being held by Hamas and also some of the Palestinian hostages. I don't know what the numbers are here. I suspect that there are a lot more Israeli hostages being held by Hamas than there are Palestinians, because there was really no reason to hold the Palestinians, because the Palestinians aren't the problem. Hamas is the problem. It's an interesting thing that there's an Arab country that is, you see, this sort of flies in the face of the Arabs and the Muslims, they don't like the Jews. That's not really true. In a general sense, that's not true at all. The problem is with leadership and with the crazies like the Ayatollah and these other Hezbollah leaders who are in it for the money. They don't give a damn about the Palestinians. They don't care about anything except how much money can they rip off from people who are giving money to help the cause. That's what it is. So anyway, it's nice to see that there's help there, because the hostages are in need. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan, and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Program. Doug Steffen on the air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please avail yourself this time of year, or any time of year, when you're not feeling yourself, you're not getting answers. You want some answers? Answers? I want answers. All right, the truth. 352-735-1400 can be yours, talking to Ken, as so many people around the country do. It's really cool. 352-735-1400. For Lake Cardiology. Also, if you have questions, like some of the questions that we use here on the questions for Dr. Ken are derived with people calling in 855-999-3684. You can dial that number any time of the week. It's, what do they say, 24/7? 855-999-3684 for questions for Dr. Ken. I see that there is a study of injuries for people riding scooters. Now, are these motorized scooters, or are they the push kind of scooter that a 9-year-old would use? What kind of scooter? I mean, they're all dangerous. I think motorcycles are the most dangerous thing on the road. They ought to be outlawed. Bicycles, if you don't know how to ride a bike, shouldn't be on the road with them. Anyway, so is that the sort of thing that we're talking about here?
That is what we're talking about. This is a publication this week in the Journal of the American College of Surgeons, Doug. When you're looking for a cheap and easy way to get around town, what do you think is safer, a scooter or a bike?
Bike.
Absolutely. This nationwide look at injuries related to both suggests biking may be the safer way to go. Scooter injuries, Doug, they nearly tripled across America between 2016 to 2020, and many are serious enough to require orthopedic and plastic surgery. The cost of treating those injuries amazingly has risen fivefold.
All right, I'm getting into political territory, and I know you and I don't like to do that. But there is a movement ahead, conveniently at this time of year, I would say, for a focus on insulin prices. Is it true that the government may mandate insulin prices of $35 And what does it cost now to buy these drugs from Sanofi or Eli Lilly or whomever? Do they come in monthly doses, daily doses? How do you get a shot, right? Or are there pills for insulin too? All kinds of questions.
This is certainly not my wheelhouse. I know Lilly cut its price by 70% and caps patients on insulin costs, but really this is not in my domain, if you will.
Uh-huh. Well, do you have to ever do, when you're dealing with a cardiological problem, is insulin ever a factor?
Insulin is prescribed by the people who take care primarily of diabetes, mostly the endocrinologists and also the primary care physicians. It's been a long time, maybe when I was a medical resident. I don't want to tell you how many decades ago that was when I wrote an insulin prescription.
Yeah. Okay. I won't ask you that. Let's talk about another drug here. There's a question about HIV prevention drugs. And again, this is moderately political.
You're getting real political on us.
Well, but I think it's this is the season. People are, I'm calling attention to it because I think that it's obvious what's going on because people promise all kinds of things. But is it helpful? How many people really, maybe this is the better question, are being treated with HIV prevention drugs? Is this a big thing or is this something that only affects a certain number of people in our population?
Oh, it's very effective. These pre-exposure prophylaxis, they're called PrEP, PrEP. It's a medicine taken to prevent getting HIV, Doug, and PrEP is highly effective for preventing HIV when taken as prescribed. It reduces the risk of getting HIV from sex by about 99%.
99%? Wow, then it should be no more problem at all, right?
I think what you're talking about is the cost discussion, which is, is a whole other area that maybe
can of worms.
Maybe you need to get somebody, not the physician, on to discuss that.
Nah, I think I heard enough from you to help me with the answer to the question. All right, don't forget, questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Good day, health. It's 59 past the hour.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.